This cemetery perhaps looks the exact opposite of Arlington National in D.C. The dusty landscape is mostly barren of lush grass and tall trees. The shallow graves here are marked with piles of stones. Yet this place, like Arlington, is a well-visited cemetery. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In Tombstone, Arizona, you'll find Boot Hill Cemetery. Established in the early days of the town in the 1880s, this is the resting place of some of the city's earliest residents.
This is called caliche soil. It's very dense and it's very hard. So they buried them only 3 feet deep here, not the typical 6 foot deep.
Bonnie Darlington helps oversee the cemetery and tell the story of those interred here. The burials here are not deep in the ground. There are some other peculiarities compared to most cemeteries in the nation.
Now, we also don't see a lot of wood out here. Wood was at a premium. They had to go up to the mountains to get wood to build houses, so they didn't use a lot of wood for caskets.
No wood and hard soil meant something else was needed for those graves.
So most people were just buried in canvas or blankets. Now, you see all the rocks on these graves. That's because we have wild animals who would like to dig you up.
Stones are piled upon the graves, about 2 feet high, preventing animals from digging in. What little wood you'll find in this cemetery was originally used for markers.
They were putting up crosses. These have all been replaced, refurbished, repainted. As needed, the city of Tombstone takes care of that. We only have one original one out there, and that's Mr. Peel, and it is a big rock monument.
The cemetery sees a steady stream of visitors each day. You can see the TV version of our story by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Tombstone, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.